Okay. Okay, if you could turn, go to the Gold Prayer Book and turn to page 183. 183. And then towards the bottom, you see a mantra between two lines. That's the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra. Let's do the, chant that three times. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. If you'll turn to page 34. And in the middle of the page it says the four immeasurables. Thank you. So let's read that in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering, the causes of. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment or hatred for enemies. Now, to page 37. At the bottom, you see two mantras. It says Chenrezig's mantra, Green Taurus. You had to say the little thing before that. So Chenrezig's mantra 8 times and Green Taurus mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Taritu taritu re soha.
Om taritu taritu re soha. Om taritu taritu re soha. Om taritu taritu re soha. Om taritu taritu re soha.
Om taritu taritu re soha. Om taritu taritu re soha. Good morning and welcome to Geshe Sangpo's celebration of his citizenship. And we're going to start off with a few remarks from our leader and director, Robbie Watkins.
Thank you, Donna. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers of past, present, and future lifetimes. I have a couple of announcements I just want to make that are a little bit off topic, but just to inform people. I think most people know that we're in the process of taking applications for a new position here at the center, which is center manager. It's a full-time position. This person will be in charge of the day-to-day running of the center, and we're going to be taking applications for one more week only. So if you are interested in applying for that job, you can go to hr@kadampa-center.org. And then also I think people know that Sarah Brooks, our spiritual program coordinator, is leaving for the Southern Hemisphere within the next few weeks. So we are also going to be looking for a new spiritual program coordinator. So please pay attention. The HR committee will be coming up with some announcements about that. Today we are celebrating Geshe Sampo's U.S. citizenship. Let's give him a round of applause. Let's see. You came to India at what age, Geshe-la?
11.
11, yes. Okay. He came to India at 11. He's been with Geshe Gelug since then. And he's really, in many ways, been a man without a country. Passport issues, visa issues, lots of problems. So with the U.S. citizenship, he'll be able to travel the world much more easily. And we're very excited about that.
Thank you.
And just to show us how much you learned to become a U.S. citizen, we're going to quiz you on a few things. Let's see. What are the three branches of government? I'm just kidding, okay? I think he probably got 100 on his exam, though. He's a very good student, so I think he did fine. So, welcome, everyone. Please go up to Geshe-la today and offer your congratulations. He's been part of the Kadampa Center family for quite a while, and we're so glad to have you here as a U.S. citizen now.
Thank you.
So we really rejoice.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I hope you all picked up one of these on your way in. If you didn't, we have our handy dandy Louise ready with some. Okay, there you are. We are going to celebrate Geshe Sangpo in one of the best ways we could ever celebrate anything, and that is with song. And with our famous accompanist here. That's right. Beauty and the Beast.
Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Well, I'd just like to say congratulations to Geshe Sangpo. I'll tell you, if we had more citizens like you in this country, we would not have. This land
is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island.
Okay, she came, yeah. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Looks like my comrade. Yeah, I'm so happy. Thank you so very much. And also, like, today is most important holiday in the world, right? Yeah, I just want to say happy Mother's Day, all of you. Also, I'm very happy to hear as new citizen. Citizen? Okay. Then I think many of you already know me, right? Some of you do not. Then I'm going to tell about myself a little bit short, not okay. Then, I was born in Tibet, eastern Tibet. Then, in 1985, when I was 11 years old, I escaped from Tibet to in Nepal, crossed the Himalayan mountain by my foot. Then, from Nepal, I went to the South India monastery. Sara monastery, South India. Then I became a monk. Then I studied until the 2001 Buddhist philosophy. Okay. Then 2001, I went to the Tantric College for IAS, the course, just course after. Then I traveled in many different countries. Okay. With this travel document. That's like India, EDD. Certification, something like that. Then whenever I travel, many people confuse this. What is this? What is that? So many questions, and so many like difficult situations. Because whenever I travel, I have to wait until the flights take off, because so many people don't know about that. Then, I went to the many different countries, but honestly, I never dream of come to the United States. Never dream. Then, 2003, I first time came to this country. During that visit, I developing a very strong wish to hear and become a citizen. Then so many reasons. that this country is a democracy, democracy, democracy with many freedom for its citizens. Right? Okay. So yeah, it's plenty here. And of course, this country is very beautiful, and the people here are very nice and very kind. Then here is so many, like, you know, good opportunity. Like, for example, opportunity for education. Here are so many, like, wonderful university, college, high school, whatever. And also, like, you know, very good free library. Then the roads, transportation, parks, so many wonderful things. Yeah, this country. And also, like, many people say, this country is pure land. Pure land means like heaven. Okay. Yesterday, two Tibetan couple come from Tibet to here. Their daughter graduation from Duke. They come to visit me last night. Then I ask, how do you like the America? The husband say, oh, everybody wish be like heaven. Then he think heaven is like this country. Really, he told me. Yeah. Because this country has all these wonderful things. Because the people who live here, I think, have created many, like, you know, cause and condition. Like, like people here have practiced the generosity and patience, ethics, so many lifetimes. The other was even we, like, born in a human being, is so many, like, you know, difficult, like, place and bad situation, right? I went to the many countries. Some country has also enough for drink water, but this country, we never had this kind of problem that we need should know, right? Yeah, it's a wonderful country. Then okay, now I want to talk about how I become a U.S. citizen. of course, first I got the visa, then I came here. When I first came here, then I went to the ESL class, you know. During that time, Gishila and some of the member dropped me there, pick me up from ESL class. Then I thought that's difficult for them. Then I want to learn how can drive. Okay. Then I asked Gishila, now I need to learn how can drive. Gishila is just smile. He didn't say nothing. Because, you know, my English is like 0+0. Because I have to take ready test, right, fast. But anyway, then I went to the DM office. And I just guess. first, pretty much guess. I guess like 18 questions. If I two more guesses, I pass. Then I thought I have more chance. I went to the another morning, 16, 14, not get it improved, get it worse. Okay. Then one day I asked Gishila, I really need your help, right? Then when I come back from class, then we spend like 2 hours together with the book. Then immediately I went to the DM office. Okay, DM office the close to my house. I cannot by heart everything, but I can remember everything in my mind. Within 5 minutes, I pass. Okay, then after a few days, I'm terrible drive, like, it's not good. Then I still, like, Geshe-la helped me to go to, like, you know, the class. Then I told Geshe-la, okay, now I need to take the driving test. Geshe-la just smiled. Geshe-la said, I'm not going with you. Then he called Sherry, and we went to the DM office. Okay. Then, anyway, then I took the test. When I come back, Sherry waited for me. Sherry asked me, how was? I said, very good. Anyway, I passed the first time. When I passed, then I went back to the home. I told Geshe-la, I am passed. Geshe-la, really hard to don't believe. because why? Geshe-la, 5 times failed. He really don't believe because he said impossible. Then I showed during that time immediately get the lessons. I showed lessons to Geshe-la, look at that's not true because he know he know how I can drive, like how to drive. Anyway, then I passed the my driving test. Then driving test is really useful, like bodhicitta. bodhicitta is like, you know, beginning, everywhere useful, right? Similarly, like, you know, the driving lesson is very useful, even you are not like U.S. citizen. When you got the green card, even you become a U.S. citizen, you need driving lessons. Without driving lessons, so many difficult situations, right? Therefore, this is, looks like bodhicitta. Then the second step, I apply green card. Then I got the green card. When I got green card, then much easy to travel other country. But whenever I want to go to Europe, I don't need to go to embassy. I can send to the with this passport with green card. The without green card, I have to go there. Now, with green card, it's more easy, but still very difficult. Still difficult. Then, like, green card is like emptiness. I'm just joking, sorry. Okay. Now I'm a citizen. Why I'm so happy becoming a citizen? Because I never had, like, you know, citizen in my life. That's the first time. First time. I just want to show this one. I think most of you does have this one because you was born here. Yes? We are very special. Yeah. Therefore, now, like, you know, I can get a passport, then I can easily, like, you know, travel without so many difficulty, because citizen is, like, you know, enlightened, right? Therefore, like, devilness is bodhicitta, green card is emptiness, and the citizen is like, you know, enlightenment. Yeah, then all these wonderful things since I moved here have come to my life because of everyone here. That's really truth, that's not joking. Like my lessons, my green cards, my citizenship. You guys beat this wonderful community. Then, community teachers, Sangha, they have so wonderful director and manager is coming, right? Yeah, but we have so many wonderful volunteer hard worker, right? Those people beat this wonderful community. I apply all these wonderful things through the Kadambasantra. Therefore, without any difficulty, I got those wonderful things because the Sutra. Because all of you support the Kadumbha Sutra in so many years, so many ways to Kadumbha Sutra, that this wonderful community, I think we are this wonderful community help many people, can help many people, right? Therefore, His Holiness Dalai Lama always say, like, we trust each other, then trust bring good friend. Good friends bring, like, good community. The good communities bring happiness. Therefore, definitely bring happiness for my life. I don't know you. therefore, also, like, Geshe-la always say, I heard many times, all the time, the Sutra does not belong to every single person. This Sutra. Then he said, it's belong to all of us people who come to here, right? Therefore, I think too much. Okay. Then I really want to say big thank you so very, very much, bottom of my heart, for all of you support for Geshe-la and myself, Kadumbha Sutra. Then I want to ask continued support for Kadumbha Sutra. That's it. Thank you. Yeah. Because today is my party, therefore I don't have to talk many.
It's my party also. I guess we'll have dedication prayers and then we'll gather for a photo. I don't know if somebody wants to bring the children back in for the photo.
Yeah.
Someone? Okay. Thank you. Okay. In the gold book, would you go to page 246? 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And we have a special guest. Sarah's going to tell us about.
So, Geshe Sangpo, we have someone very special who would like to congratulate you on becoming an American citizen.
For photos. And the first we hope will be with Geshe Sangpo.